listen to your gun. So I think that probably what a lot of it is, these poor guys are still running around, just charging across that field one more time. You know, just forever.
They're just stuck.
Yeah, they're stuck.
The story that got us out here, by the way, I was in a barn in Socorro. I was talking to one of the ranch hands that works out here. And guy was very reluctant to tell me what was going on, so bought him a couple of beers and finally got him to talk to me. He was out here looking for a lost calf. And what he said happened is he was riding down through here, a headless Confederate soldier jumped up out of the brush with a musket and fired at him. And he basically said, the heck with that. The cow can stay lost till morning. I'm going back to the ranch house now.
And it's almost like totally dark right now, and we're out here when that kind of crap's going on?
Yeah, pretty much. So
Jesus! David, you just said the last time you were here, something very interesting happened also.
Yeah, like he was saying, we were here on the anniversary of the battle. It was about 2 in the morning. We were down here pretty late. And we just decided to be quiet, like Bob said. All of a sudden, almost like something like the end of a cigarette, but a lot bigger, like a red light, started hovering through the trees around the group. Then we started to take pictures, and we started to get black shadows. So we had lots of crazy stuff happening last time.
Well, if it was the cherry of a cigarette, then let's try some of that Electro Boy stuff. Can I bum one?
Don't let Swami have any if anybody's listening right now.
Yeah. Dudes, he's trying to quit, okay?
They didn't have Zyban back in the Civil War, man.
So you got another story, do you?
Yeah, actually, it was told by another one of the ranch hands that works out here. See, one of the things that makes Valverde stand out historically is that it was the last time that an actual Lancer charge was ever attempted. By Lancer, I mean guys on horses with big sticks.
Kind of like medieval stuff, like knights and stuff.
Yeah, like jousting, exactly. Well, a whole company of Texans decided to try a Lancer charge against the Union lines. And these guys got cannons and rifles.
Only a Texan, man. Only a Texan, you know?
Yeah, only a Texan would be crazy or dumb enough to do that. But they get out there, and of course, the inevitable happened. They just got wiped out to a man. They just got annihilated. Well, supposedly now on the anniversary of that charge, I have not seen it myself, but I've heard more than one person say, you can actually come out here, and if you find the right spot, you will see a phantom Lancer charge.
That's wild.
Yeah.
See, that's what I'm going to. That's what I'm bringing this up again. Whether it's like this time, you know, I don't want to get really philosophical here, but it's like, is it like time has a memory? You think that's what some of this might be?
It's almost like it's like a recording. You know, it's almost like somehow it kind of gets imprinted into the surrounding environments. I don't know if it's something that goes into the dirt or the wood or what, but it's almost like it's on a tape loop. You know, you press play. Something happens, you press rewind, you press play, it happens, you press rewind, press play, and it just keeps going over and over again.
And, you know, the thing that kind of gives this area a spookiness is the randomness of it. Because when we were driving south from Socorro out to this area, it's kind of out in the middle of nowhere. Then we walked through God knows how much of that brush, and then just right out here in the middle of nowhere. I mean, seriously, we're out in the middle of nowhere here.
Indeed.
So it's not like it's just off to the side. There's a little parking area and a gift shop by the Civil War thing. This is seriously in the middle of nothing.
Yeah, it's silent right now, except for maybe an occasional plane passing overhead.
Right, or an occasional ghost lance flying by your ear.
Yeah, you know, bullets whizzing by.
Now, you say we should just stand here quietly for a while and see what happens.
Or walk around, see if you hear
it. All right, where's the bloody stuff?
We're kind of standing on one of the bloodier parts, but the entire battle took place all in a line through here, up and down what this, you know, where the river used to be here. So anywhere you walk here within easy distance is going to be where somebody probably died.
Now what is it? Did you just pass gas?
Did you hear that real good? Barking spider, man?
Yeah, I heard that. All right, so I may try some of that EVP stuff.
EVP,
so,
yeah.
So if I'm going to walk in a direction, which direction should I walk to try some of the EVP?
I'd head north.
That's that way?
Yeah, because they tried to do mount a crossing across the river just north of us.
Okay, so. I may take a walk over here, just be silent and just ask a few questions and see what I hear.
I'll come with you.
All right, come on.
There we go. Walking north. You and me, buddy. You and me. Walking
we did
north.
Go. Oh, okay. That's when we went.
Yeah.
I remember. That's when we did the first EVP,
first,
right?
First EVP we tried, and we walked north. Exactly.
You know, the thing that occurred to me is you were saying that a lot of those people that were killed were trying to get across the river and were just being like picked apart as they were trying to get across the river, right?
Yep.
So we're guessing the river was waist deep, probably something like that, like usual.
Yeah, something like that.
Okay.
Yeah.
Spring runoff hadn't really started yet. The battle took place in February.
Oh, right.
In fact, they were in the middle of a blizzard right before it.
Wow.
Okay. So everybody was miserable and cold and hungry.
So what my question is if a lot of these dudes were getting shot while they were running across the river, then most of their body probably was on its way to Las Cruces or Hatch in the next hour or so.
Yeah.
So I wonder if you could go down there and
see Fort Craig, which is just, 12 miles south of the battlefield?
Right.
It's haunted as well.
Oh, okay.
That's where they took all of the wounded.
Right.
That's where all those guys died after the battle.
There's some EVP that I'm going to, that Bob the Sane showed me where they have it, so I can get some EVP from those of the, from people from that battle were taken to this hospital.
Okay.
I believe that the
cool.
coming
great.
From the injured people from this battle.
All right, fantastic. Question, I had another question for you guys. Why would the ghost be headless that was shooting?
Probably got blown off by a cannon.
Yeah, but wouldn't he be in full bodily form, don't you think?
One would expect, but I'm not a ghost. I don't know. Maybe he wanted to mess with the guy. You know?
Maybe he wanted to be headless.
What if he was riding, charging into the battle, and he had this kink in his neck, and he turned his head sideways, and then boom, and then a cannon hit, blew his head off, and he didn't know that it's gone.
That could
so
be.
Just, you know.
Yeah,
that
could Did be you ever possible. See the movie Glory?
Oh,
Matthew
yeah.
Broderick and Denzel Washington. Man. You remember that first, that little march they did up the hill and it showed
cannon
the cannons coming in?
Yeah.
I mean,
people.
Dude, beheadings were regular occurrence.
Well, I'm sure they were, but I'm just wondering why the ghost manifests itself without its head. You would think he'd manifest
Bob had a theory once that they do intentionally try to scare you in order to get
basically, they try to increase the ion count in your exhalations when you're breathing, and if you're experiencing strong emotions, you're going to have a higher ion count, right? So we think they feed on that.
Did they change the subject? Not the subject, though, but La Placida down in Old Town. You got that little girl that haunts that place.
Right.
And you said she was, like, doing the exorcist thing, doing the crab walk every once in a while.
Yeah.
People were seeing
strange.
Her do that stuff.
And she didn't do that until the tour started going by there.
Really?
So now she's.
She didn't do that until the Exorcist director's cut came out and she saw the other girl doing
probably.
It.
Actually, yes. I was kind of thinking that's exactly what happened because I found out that some of the staff had been watching The Exorcist right before she started doing that. So I'm thinking she was actually sitting in there, you know, kind of hovering behind him going, oh, this is great. This freaks people out.
Yeah. Hey, I can do that. Linda Blair out of Sue.
Yeah, no kidding. Donnie.
Hi.
All right, Donnie, brought to us by Artistic Homes.
All right, we have a wreck on Montgomery west of Eubank, and they rescue people on scene with it. All four directions are slow going through there. They have that crash on southbound I-25 at Paseo off to the shoulder now. You're still slightly slow as you pass it by. Also, Paseo is heavy from the river all the way to southbound I-25. That's Look Traffic, 90 Chase, 94.
There you go. Hot upstairs in your house? At Artistic Homes, we guarantee 3 degrees room-to-room comfort. Choose an Artistic Home before you move into a mistake.
Let me remind you that the infamous Jackson pumpkin bit coming up this morning.
You better get started on that pretty soon.
I'm done. Right around 9 o'clock, we'll start on it. Yeah, Bob the Sane real excited about that. Now, you wanted to hear when Erica was in the... Where were you? The pharmacy? Or where were you when you asked, are you alone?
What, weren't we down in the basement?
Yeah, it was down in the tool shop where they got the stuff
that they used to, you know, murder their inmates.
It was crazy because there were it was like a puzzle almost on the wall that had painted images of each of the tools that would hang there,
right.
So the inmates would know where to put things back. Like,
right.
Here's a painting of a hammer of a, and all that stuff was hanging there, and you're looking at it going, oh my god, those are the murder instruments.
Yeah.
That's the stuff that they pulled off the wall to use to kill everybody.
Yep.
And it was a very scary, freaky room, dark, dank, and it took a long, twisty way to get down there.
And you got to keep in mind also that according to the book I read, the part you're talking about was where a lot of these guys were dragged down to, and that was like a makeshift brothel for the 2 days of that riot.
Oh, my God.
They were taking guys down there and basically
having their way with them and then killing them.
And then letting other people line up and have their way, too.
Well, you asked the question, are you alone down there? So this is Halloween two years past.
I don't even want to listen.
At the old state pen.
Are you alone?
It was kind of a very loud scream. It's hard to tell.
Sounded like no.
Are you alone?
You be the judge. Listen to it again.
Are you alone?
So bad.
What
I'm talking about when it's like, when we were doing EVP on the battlefield, it's not freaky when you're doing it, but when you're back at the house, you analyze it and the voice comes through, and you're like,
you're listening to the 94 Rock Morning Show with TJ Trout, Erica Viking, Rain Man, and Swami.
What we've got here is failure to communicate. Some men you just can't reach.
I'm real interested to see how we're going to get back to the cars.
Yeah, we pretty much hacked our way through here. All right, let's you want to ask? Let's go over to the farther end. Serious biz now. Let's see if we can get some kind of a sign for Halloween. See if there's anybody left around here that wants to talk to us. Did you hear that?
No.
Kidding. Let's try this right here.
What are you going to ask?
Is there anybody here? Who was your commanding officer?
Well,
why are you still here?
Anything you'd like to say to members of your family that you didn't get to say?
Would you like to go home? Anything you'd like to say to the rest of us who are left here? Well, that about covers it.
Well, yeah, I would think so.
Yeah.
Real quick. What's the station?
You rascal.
You're so stupid.
What's going on?
We're standing over there. We're certain to hear something. It could be an animal or it could be something else because it's in the exact area where we were hearing stuff the last time we were out here.
You know, if it's a ghost, that's cool. But if it's an animal, what are we going to do, man?
You're probably going to mess your pants, and then you're going to jump on my back and say, get me out of here, and squeal like a little
man.
You got two rolls of barbed wire to run through, man.
That's what I'm afraid of.
Can you imagine? We have to hightail it out of here? Jesus.
It'll hurt.
Yeah.
It'll hurt bad.
Well, I mean, all right, here's the other question. I mean, you know, you being the ghost hunter that you are, I mean, really, what can they do to us, the ghosts?
Aside from throw sticks at you, maybe, if they're really strong, not a thing. I mean, not a thing, dude.
I mean, you hear...
Why would they want to do anything to you?
Sometimes they're just really angry.
Yeah?
You know, I mean, you got to consider the ghost is just a person lacking a body. I guess you could say they're corporeally challenged. And just like anybody else, you're going to have cranky people and nice people. And you know, I mean, I don't really believe that there's any such thing as a truly evil ghost, necessarily. They're just people. You know, so you catch them on a bad hair day or bad ecto day, I guess it'd be the, you know...
They just quit smoking.
Yeah. A bad ecto day, Jesus.
Yeah, they're about to kill you. You know, but, you know, they might get angry. Maybe they feel like you're intruding on their space, you know, so they'll try to get rid of you, scare you.
So is you saying, like, poltergeist is a bunch of hooey?
Well, I wouldn't say that entirely. We've seen stuff where things like that could happen, but it's so unbelievably rare that, I mean, it's not even really a factor in what we do. I mean, we've met people who have been injured. None of them real seriously, thank God, but I've seen bruising. In fact, members of our own group have actually gotten bruises before from one particularly cranky one over in Arizona, but that's, again, ghosts like that are extremely rare.
See, my opinion, yeah, I always think if you're a ghost, you wouldn't be pretty particularly happy that you are a ghost.
Well, they probably don't even know they are.
Yeah, but the thing is, after 143 years, you'd think you'd at least be over it to some extent.
Not necessarily. I mean, if that's all you can think of, if you're stuck in this one moment in time for eternity, you know, you can't move past it because you have no capacity to learn anymore because learning takes place in the brain, right?
Right.
You got no brain anymore. All you are is an electromagnetic field, and all that is short-term memory.
Hey, you're bumming me, freaking me out, man. You were over there. You said you heard something.
You know, there's footsteps over there, and you got a very unusual picture over that way.
Oh, I see. You have kind of a red glow in the right-hand side left-hand side of the picture.
That's right to the footsteps over there. Seems to be coming more back towards the tree line off to behind us.
All right, so we're basically walking back to the place where the phenomenon occurred. Now, what you were saying is it heard some rustling in the bushes. It could have been an animal. It could have been a ghost.
Yeah, we're not really sure what it was. I mean, it was definitely kind of a heavy thumping noise, like something heavy being dropped, maybe, is what I heard. So I don't know, you know, maybe there's a bosky cow out here, remember those demonic cows, who's like kind of tearing trees over and he's about to come after us, or, I don't know, that's what we're going to go check out.
Look at that barking spider.
Oh, you quit farting, will you, for Christ's sake, man.
Yeah, it's just great.
You know, we're hunting ghosts, and you're over there passing gas.
Well, dude, we had just been to that restaurant in Socorro.
Yeah, we were, you're absolutely right.
It's my favorite, and that was just, you know.
I tried to warn him. No, didn't listen to me. No.
See? Damn fine red chili there.
Yeah, it was good. See? Red chili. All right, Donnie.
I think he scared the ghosts away.
Yeah, I think he did, too.
What's your thoughts?
Yeah. All right, what's going on? This brought to us by the Roadrunner Cash.
We have a crash on South Unser to eastbound 40. We also got a big backup as you make your way westbound Paseo crossing over I-25. That's because of the barrels. It's getting real slow there, especially trying to exit the freeway and then get onto Paseo. That's the traffic, Donnie. Chase Metaforak.
This prize update is brought to you by the New Mexico Lottery. Tonight's Roadrunner Cash top prize is $130,000. And the next Powerball jackpot is $36 million. Pick up a ticket at your favorite lottery tailor. Good luck, New Mexico.
Okay, so you basically you were out there. You took a picture with your camera, and you saw something. You saw something in the picture that you took.
Yeah, there's like a funky red streak.
Now, there's some of the other pictures you took. We saw kind of a black shadow in the front of them too, pass through the lens of the camera.
Yes,
that wasn't your thumb.
No, my thumb is not that small.
Okay. So actually, we are at this point in the trip out to the haunted Civil War battlefield. We're starting to pick up a couple little things.
Yeah, it was kind of minor activity, but you know, it was still pretty freaky out there.
In retrospect, I mean, was that stuff or was it not stuff?
Okay, like I was describing, you know, the thumping noises I was hearing. I was thinking about it, and you know, cows have 4 feet.
Yeah.
And that wasn't four thumps, it was like one, two. One, two.
Was
like
those,
a
those
like
thumps
animal.
That were standing right in front of me and you?
Yeah, we were 8 feet in front of us. We're shining our lights on it, and there's nothing there.
Yeah.
You know, that was kind of weird. It didn't sound like an animal.
No, you know the weird thing about being out there. No, we mentioned this before. It was dead silent.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, it was,
no,
it was
no
creepy.
No birds,
silent.
No crickets, no animals, no cow prints, no cow patties. Nothing. It was like it was silent.
It was
there was
dead.
No life out there. Spiders. There were spiders out there.
Although parking spiders. Yeah. Although I was telling TJ earlier, a guy who plays drums in my band works on the railroad that put that very track and we walked across, and he said that very week in San Marcel, they'd killed about 3 huge ass rattlesnakes. So it's a good thing we didn't run into anything like that.
Yeah,
because we were that good. Little brush field we were walking
Bob,
through.
Your face. He's like.
That
was
sucked.
That's news I didn't want to know.
Yeah, I could have lived the rest of my life and not been told that and not felt
well, you know, the thing is, just to give you an idea of the topography.
Yeah. Yes.
You go down, there's like a ditch, an irrigation ditch.
Right, on the one side.
And a dirt road.
The road.
Then you go through some salt cedar.
Yeah.
Then you hit a barbed wire fence.
Yes.
The railroad track.
Yeah.
Then another barbed wire fence.
Yeah.
The barbed wire fence on either side of the railroad track.
Yeah, the railroad track's on a berm, so it's on like a fake hill. Right.
Then you hit a bunch of more salt cedar, a lot more this time. Then there's a long, flat clearing to that old riverbed that's just down trees everywhere that we were walking across, but snake breeding ground.
Yeah, that is snake country, as we used to call it when we were kids. Whenever you have wood chips and downed wood areas.
Yeah. The forest was with us.
Yes, it was.
The forest was with us.
Well, I know Bob was packing, too.
Yeah, you had to. Yeah, you
no,
had to.
I was packing, but what good is that going to do against a rattlesnake?
Oh, imagine what if you guys had to carry him out over everything that you had just walked to
I'd
try
have
to
done
get
it,
him out.
Man, Bob's covered my ass a few times. I'd cover his.
Well, hell, if I had to carry Bob out, you're bigger than he is. Jesus, that would have been awful. Wow, we got Intergalactic coming up right now. We got episode 6 coming up.
Right away.
The Jackson Pumpkin bit coming up, and we'll tell you where you can get Ghost Hunter X on DVD coming up also. All right, what's going on?
All right.
All right, Southwest Ghost Hunters are here. We got Bob the Sand and Cody in here. You're taking a break, about a week's break, then after November 7th, you go back out again doing the tours of Old Town.
Yeah, back to the grind.
Back to the grind.
This is like tax time for accountants. Yeah, you guys need to take a little break after Halloween.
I'm tired.
It's crazy. we've done like 30 radio interviews since beginning.
You
like,
think you're so cool. You think you're so cool.
Well, we are.
When I was there doing the tour with you, was it Thursday night? There were like 2 or 3 different TV stations that were there. I mean, it's everybody wants to talk to you at this time of year. We're so lucky.
Yeah, Halloween. Everyone loves a ghost hunter.
Yes,
yeah.
They show you.
Yeah, but we've been your bros this whole time.
Well, yeah, that's why we always hook
from the
you
beginning.
Up first.
Yeah, so when you get your like unsolved mysteries or whatever, you guys your special on the Discovery Channel. You better remember us.
Well, we remember the little people.
Thank you. All right. Now, Ghost Hunter X. This happened in the old Tucson studios, right?
Yes.
Right, thank you very much.
Yeah. Just remember the little people, that's all.
GhostHunterX.com is where you can get it, and it is pretty freaky. We actually had girls attacked in the back of the theater. You can download a short little preview clip. And
any nudity?
No.
I had a question about that, actually.
We actually, one of the girls, actually she wasn't even a ghost hunter. She was our line producer for this thing, right? So
right.
She's, you know, a civilian.
Okay.
We sent her in there. She, I think, got it worse than any of them. She actually had bruises in the shape of like handprint on her thigh from where whatever it was like gripping her so hard it hurt.
Really?
Wow.
And
why, no,
shoving
wait
her against the wall.
You said, Bob the Sane, you walking through the haunted bosque said to me, they can't do nothing to you.
I said they usually can't.
He said usually. I heard him say usually.
Now, you running across ones that, for whatever reason, actually pack enough power to be able to do it, but they're, like, beyond rare.
Yeah, now, this is actually on this DVD.
Yeah, yes, it is. Well, we couldn't show the pictures of her bruising because it was pretty high up her thigh, and that would have gotten into the realm of the nudity that Swami is so looking for.
Why didn't she just go ahead and do it then, man?
She's a proper English lady.
Yeah, whatever.
That sort of thing.
You know, that would be exposing way too much skin.
Oh, I know my
senior boyfriend is bigger
like
than
twice
Bob.
My size. I'm not kill you. He would turn me into a pretzel.
There you go. So.
All right, other question. Amorous ghosts. Have you run across any ghosts that are like, you know, male or female that are like female that are hubba hubba? You want to hit it with their corporeal subjects?
There's supposed to be the one down at the Lodge in Cloudcroft.
Rebecca, at Lodge in Cloudcroft. She's supposed to be a hottie.
Really? Seriously?
There's this cool story. This one guy, probably in his 60s, right, goes up to his room, you know. He's hanging out in there, and he walks into the bathroom, says there's this hot-looking redhead in his bathtub taking a bath.
Yeah.
I don't know what's wrong with him, but he went back and called the desk. Hey, I got this young lady in my bathtub. Come remove her.
Yeah.
Well, they show up, and he's sitting on his bed waiting for them. They went in. Bathtub is empty, but there's little footprints of a woman walking out of the bathroom into the hall.
Cool.
So,
yeah, wow. I mean,
could have been worse, really, because if you start making out with it like Jack Nicholson did in The Shining, all of a sudden they get all nasty and
We got a really whacked picture. We were there a couple months ago, and we got a really cool picture from the lodge.
Really?
So, yeah, if you go to SJJ.net.
That's a cool lodge, too.
Where is this again?
Cloudcroft. This is the Lodge of Cloudcroft.
Okay.
Yeah. But, So.
Excellent.
So.
So.
Yeah. I was thinking you hit that, though. The sound would be like... Exactly.
No, don't you remember the scene in The Shining where Jack Nicholson finds the chick in the bathtub in the room that Danny's supposed to stay out of?
Yeah. And then she comes out, she's all rotten, and then
he looks down.
Yeah, I know. All right, what is this? Ghost Hunter X. All right, here's Ghost Hunter X preview. Rainey got it ready for us.
Get it.
All right, what are we listening to here?
Okay, this is, we're doing an experiment. The security guards have claimed that they get attacked when they go up there. We sent two ghost hunters, our line producer, who was a skeptic prior to this, they're back up in the theater, and we're basically using them as human bait.
This is in Tucson.
Human base. Yeah, you do that to us, wouldn't you?
Yeah, they already have.
You bastards. All right, here we go. This is from Tucson, the old Tucson movie studios.
Get out of here, Andrew!
All right. We're here. We're coming. We are here.
It's coming up the stairs! Get away from me! No!
Where?
I gotta come up the stairs. It's right that way. I got an orb coming this way. Oh,
cool. Or what the hell just happened there?
The girls were just attacked. By the way, it's much better in video when you see stuff going on.
What happened? What were they screaming about? That was when they got touched or what?
Yeah, what basically happened is, on our IR camera, we get one of those little orb things, and it's right. It's dodging our sensors and going off to the side. And what you will see on the video, even on the preview, you see the girl kicking. You see her feet going up in the air. She's being pushed back against.
I'll tell you what they caught in the dustpan. That story, Moments Way in News. Your bitch, please call him, too.
All right, now coming up, our final kind of wrap-up from the haunted Civil War battlefield at Val Verde, which is south of Socorro. Went down there with the Southwest Ghost Hunters. Let's see, with Cody and Bob the Sane and Dave.
Dave.
So if anybody wants to look at this, look for this place. Do you recommend?
It's on private property, so you should know without permission. Really?
So like, we better not tell you how to get there then.
So that really, listen, maybe like some of the noises you could have heard in the background could have been whoever owns that joint with like a double barrel.
They carry M16s. Ted Turner owns all that land.
Oh, he does?
So we had to get actually permission from his head ranch hand.
Can you hear Ted Turner? Yes. You whippersnappers, get off my line.
But they were very cool. I heard you guys, I just said TJ Trout 94. I go, oh, sure, yeah, come on in. No problem.
Yeah, whatever.
I'm serious.
Yeah.
I'm serious as a heart attack.
Have pulled, dude. They're betting in more ways than one.
I pull too much.
You bet he does.
Yeah. All right, final episode coming up, and then and Bobby can hang out for the Jackson Pumpkin bit.
Sweet.
Yeah, it doesn't matter anyway.
Want to be an eBay entrepreneur? Heaven. You're listening to the 94 Rock Morning Show with TJ Trout, Erica, Rain Man, and Swami.
What I want to hear, like a harmonica. You know. Yeah, exactly. I hear something like that fire crackling somewhere, the sound of distant gunfire.
And then you hear. More beans, Mr. Taggart? I'd say you've had enough.
Well, on that note, we're probably going to head out of the Blair Witch Forest.
It's still a challenge. It's dark now. Okay,
so we're going to head that way?
Yes, this way.
I did my best to keep my bearings. We were walking in, like, compass-wise in my head, and I'm pretty certain we're going that way.
We're screwed.
Yes.
Yeah. So you're dropping, like, pieces of candy all along, like Hansel and Gretel?
Little Hall's Mentholyptus wrappers all the way.
All right, boys, let's move out. All right, so I guess in conclusion, number one, we started walking to get back in pitch blackness, and we got ourselves turned around in the brush and ended up where we started. Now, how the hell did that happen? We were following you, Cody.
No, you were following me, and then we started following you.
Yeah,
we
were
following
you.
We got lost. That's when we got in the arc and headed back to railroad tracks.
I don't know, man. I've got a pretty good, like a damn good sense of direction, and I got completely turned around, too. It's kind of weird, you know.
The thing that sucked is I thought at first, when we finally got through all that stuff and I saw that there was a clearing, I'm like, and we hit another fence. And I knew we only had to hit two, and this was our third. And then Cody goes, that's the railroad tracks. And I go, man, this is a scene out of Blair Witch. This ain't happening, man. No.
Yeah. Like I said, if anything was to happen, I would have knocked you upside the head, you know, knocked you out, left you there for dead, and the rest of us would have run.
So you say that the dead soldiers did this to us.
Who knows?
Well, okay, in conclusion, do you have any conclusion to conclude our night? Didn't really see much anything tonight.
We had some minor stuff, but that's typical of a lot of ghost hunting.
No, I don't know, man. I see, my experience is a little bit different. I hung back with Swami and my sister, and we were hearing stuff moving around all over the place. Got some really weird readings on the thermometer, just jumping all over the place. So I think it was a little more active than Cody thinks it was.
I will vouch for the noises. And again, it could have been anything, but the thing that we did notice, and maybe we're just reaching, but we're thinking, all right, if it's a four-legged animal, how come we're only hearing, like, two steps, you know? It didn't seem right.
Yeah.
You know?
There didn't seem to be much life of anything back there.
Yeah, you know, in fact, we noticed that where we were at is it's dead quiet. There's no birds. There's no crickets. It's just quiet.
It's hell. I would like to come back here again. I said this five times. So I'd like to come back here during the daytime to look around.
Yeah, we got some stuff during the day, too. So, yeah.
Yeah, they don't really seem to care, you know, how dark it is.
So the ghosts don't care.
No, they're dead. They don't have to sleep.
The thing that's curious to me, again, I mean, I made this point earlier, but that there's no, like when you see old Civil War battle sites, you've got those typical small white headstones, and you got the gift shop, and you've got the little maps and stuff, and this isn't even marked at all out here.
Yeah, you got to know where it is or you're not going to find it, period.
And how did you guys find out where this place is?
Years of research and finally got a lucky break and talked to one guy who knew where it was. It was an historian.
Really?
I mean, we've been looking for years to try to find this place, and we never could find it, you know?
Cool.
All right, well, thanks for taking us out here. Well, there you go. Nice. You know, the thing that, I guess the most compelling piece of evidence that you guys got was that EVP, the electronic voice phenomenon, when we asked who was your commanding officer.
Yep.
And the answer again was?
Captain McRae.
And that's who it was. It's pretty damn clear. We're going to play that one more time to end this thing, to wrap this thing up. Here we go.
Who is your commanding officer?
I mean, there's no mistake in that.
That is really, really bizarre.
Yeah, there really is no mistake in that.
No. One more time.
Who is your commanding officer?
Sounds like my stepmother.
Captain McRae.
Sounds like somebody who got a tracheotomy for sure.
Captain McRae, I did not do good. What? I thought we'd play some Keno and a Lotto.
Because the question, why was this bad battlefield hidden all these years? I mean, why had it not? I mean, the big monument is up there and everything, but the exact area.
Just the way the land has transferred ownership.
Yeah.
I mean, it's private. It's private property. Like you said, Ted Turner owns it right now. So, you know, that's.
Does the value of the land get upped based on the fact that that is a battle site?
I have no clue.
Thus, Ted Turner owns it instead of somebody else?
He owns that all the way down to Elephant Butte.
Yeah, and he owns five of it all up north. And
dude, Ted Turner owns like a quarter of the state.
Yeah, he owns everything, man. Yeah.
But, you know,
where does he get off, man?
He's rich. He can afford to buy.
Why don't you quit buying the land and buy some other things for us, like maybe a pro baseball team, so we don't got to watch the Braves on your channel every night?
Very nice. Now you're thinking.
There you go.
All right, we're going to take a break. 6 second break. Come back to local yellow journalism. And you want to hang for the Jackson Pumpkin? Well, Powers is here, too. We got to talk to Powers. But you may as well hang for the Jackson Pumpkin bit. You guys got nothing else better to do, do you?
We're on vacation, man, for a week.
You're on vacation. I still got a day job.
Yeah, you poor bastard. Hold on.
You're listening to the 94 Rock Morning Show with TJ Trout, Erica Viking, and the Rain Man.
Yeah, I mentioned about 19. Powers, good morning.
Good morning. Good to see you.
Did you hear that? Hear that EVP? Did you hear that? Yes. Who's your commanding officer?
Captain McRae. What the? I want a large burrito.
Listen, you better be a believer, buddy.
Did you hear that, or you just pretending you heard it?
No, I heard it.
You did hear
it? I heard it, yeah.
I'll play it again for you. Here, I'm going to play it again for you, just so you hear it this time. Put the headphones on.
Who's your commanding officer?
Dick Niffing.
Yeah. All right, here we go.
Who is your commanding officer?
It's pretty hard to argue with that, you know?
Yep.
Yeah, pretty damn hard. Tell you what. All right. So how are you? Everything all right with you?
Everything's good.
You got big plans for Halloween tonight? The Rugrats coming around?
Just be handing out candy tonight.
Do you get many trick-or-treaters in your neck of the woods?
Usually not too many.
Yeah.
No, it comes and goes, but... But I was—I should mention that the family was in Old Town over the weekend, and we did the tour, so we had a very good time.
You're incognito. These guys didn't even recognize you.
No, they didn't. They didn't. But that's okay. I mean, they had about a million people going through there. So
you had a celebrity there, and you didn't even. What the hell's wrong with you,
dude? I had friends. I actually had friends of mine come through, and I didn't even recognize them at the time. I was so busy.
Yeah, but this is Mike Powers.
Well, that's true.
Come on, man.
I am shamed.
And that's up there with like Chris Berman and Tom Jackson. It's like these face of sports, man.
All right, look.
Yes.
We're going to do a local yellow journalism. Okay. Come back and talk a little sports, and you will be privileged to hear the first episode of the Jackson Pumpkin bit.
The first episode?
Yeah, because we play the director's cut. We play this every Halloween morning.
I'm looking forward
to it. All right, well, you got to hang for it, man.
I will.
You can't leave early this time.
Let's do the news. Let's move up.